How had we developed such a fierce reputation? I guess stories grow in the retelling. I think he'll cooperate. Right, son? He nodded, stubbornness dead. He looked like a good kid. Too bad he had given his loyalty to the other side. Do it, One-Eye. Let's get on with this. While One-Eye worked, Goblin asked, "What do we do after we finish here, Croaker?" "Hell, I don't know. Play it by ear. Right now, don't worry about the mules. Just load the wagon. Step at a time. Step at a time." "Ready," One-Eye said. I beckoned the youth, opened the outside door. "Get out there and do it, kid." I patted his behind. He went, but with a look that could have curdled milk. "He's not happy with you, Croaker." "Screw it. Get in there with Raven. Do what you have to do. Time is wasting. Come daylight, this place will see some life." I watched Case. Tracker guarded the door to the room. No one interrupted us. Case eventually found what I wanted, slipped away from the work detail. "Good job, son," I told him, taking the box. "In the room with your friend." We entered moments before One-Eye came out of a trance. "Well?" I asked. He took a moment to orient himself. "Going to be harder than I thought, but I think we can bring him out." He indicated the chart Goblin had spread atop Raven's stomach. "He's about here, caught, just inside the inner circle." He shook his head. "You ever hear him tell about having any background in the trade?" "No, but there were times I wondered, like in Roses when he tracked Raker through a snowstorm. He learned something somewhere. Weren't no parlor trick, what he did, but it was too big for his skills." For a moment he was thoughtful. "It's weird in there, Croaker. Really weird. He isn't alone, by a long shot. Won't be able to give you any details till we go in ourselves, but—" "What? Wait. Go in yourselves? What are you talking about?" "Figured you understood Goblin and I would have to follow him in order to bring him out."
"Well, why both of you?"
"One to cover in case the point man gets in trouble." Goblin nodded. They were all business now, meaning they were scared crapless.
"How long is all this going to take?"
"No telling. Quite a while. We ought to get out of here first, out in the woods." I wanted to argue, but did not. Instead, I went and checked the compound. They had begun bringing the bodies out of the rubble. I watched a while, got an idea. 5 minutes later, Case and I stepped out carrying a litter. A blanket covered what appeared to be a large, broken body. Goblin's face lay exposed. He did a great corpse. One-Eye's feet stuck out the other end. Tracker carried Raven. The documents were under the blanket with Goblin and One-Eye. I did not expect to pull it off, but the grim business around the collapsed building preoccupied the guard. They had reached the cellars. I did get challenged at the compound gate. Goblin used his sleep spell. I doubted we would be remembered. Civilians were all over, helping and hindering the rescue effort. That was the bad news. A few down in that cellar were still alive. "Goblin, you and One-Eye get our gear. Take the kid. Tracker and I will get the wagon." All went well. Too well, I thought, being naturally pessimistic after the way things had been going. We put Raven in the wagon and headed